And we invite you to close your eyes so that you are able to travel where you don't need eyes to see this journey. Feel, sense, visualize, or know that deep within the earth there is a cave of creation. And within that cave of creation, there is your soul crystal that has been recording your Akash and every time you have come and gone from the planet. And it is deeply aware of what you are doing in this now moment. After hearing, there is a great partner. The information from Kryon is still calibrating within the cells and the molecules of your body. And there is an excitement within this cave of creation. They're getting it. They're aware. They know. We are the great partner. And so invite the energy of the great partner to come up through the earth, traveling to your body, up through your feet, up through your knees, your thighs, your abdomen, your chest, your arms, your hands, your head. And now it is traveling out the top of your head and merging into the field of unity of consciousness that connects the entire planet. And so this is what Gaia wishes you to know today as we celebrate Earth Day, that your individual epiphanies, awakenings, have ripples of change that reverberate through all of humanity. And so the next time you sit there alone thinking, oh my goodness, what could I possibly do to help those on the other side of the planet going through a time of challenge or suffering? Indeed, sending your light and compassion to them carries an enormous energetic signature of change. Thank you, beautiful dear ones, for being here. Thank you, beautiful dear ones, for loving us, Gaia. We love you in return. And from this place, we invite the Magnetic Master, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is Earth Day. This channel being given in 2026, Earth Day, this is a time that means so many different things to different people. But truly, it is a celebration of the planet. That is the physical planet. This is what we would call a standalone channel. It is available all over the planet in certain venues, both audio, video, and it stands alone from the program that it's attached to. And in this program, we have spoken of Earth Day for some time. But here we are. I want to tell you some things I have not said before. This planet of yours. How do you consider it? Physical? Partner? Interesting? Amazing? Beautiful? What if it were more than any of those things? Here comes an energy change on this planet that we have given you so many times before. We've given you the information about the energy change, the dates of these energy changes, and here they are. Truly, it is time for you to know far more about this planet than we have ever given before. And in order to do that, we start very slowly. What if there was a coherence in consciousness between that which is human and that which is what you call the sentience of the earth, the awareness of the planet? Now, if you look at the planet, dear ones, you will see that it is more than intelligent. It takes care of itself in such a way that you're only now discovering. I will say this again just for those who need to hear it. These amazing shifts of climate, weather, water, all of the things that you are experiencing right now are a cycle, and they've happened before. The cycle is on schedule. You just haven't been here as a human to record it. There were humans here, they weren't recording it and passing it on like you are today. So I will say to you, examine what is taking place. It's going to get colder eventually, and you can then get out of the way of that by understanding it, by being prepared for it. These are the things that we have told you before. All of the things that are happening on this planet right now are available to you to look at. For those who have studied the ice cores, have studied the weather, have studied all of the kinds of things that happen on the planet, even some of the most precious and beautiful things on this planet may have to go away for a while and come back. It's part of the refreshing of life in the ocean. This is what it's all about. You are dependent on life in the ocean. I think you knew that. This planet does more than just sustain you. This planet also has a metaphysical coherence. Now, here's what that means. It's beyond what you think of anything physical. It is beyond what anyone has ever told you about planet Earth. What if I said to you, the planet actually knows you, knows your soul? Now, we gave information about this cave of creation many decades ago. This was some information we gave you, even that wasn't recorded when we first started, giving you an idea to examine. There is a place, it really truly is a physical place on this planet deep in the earth that is also multidimensional, which has within it, you might say, the record of every single human who comes and goes, called the Cave of Creation. We haven't spoken much about it. It's eye-rolling to almost everyone, even those in metaphysics. They don't truly understand why the planet would have to be that which kept a soul record of humanity. Because you have always separated Earth from human consciousness. Oh, you may be in love with it. You may celebrate it. You may hug a tree. But how many of you are aware that there is something more? A lot more. As you start to raise your vibration and your consciousness on this planet and are able to think higher, you are going to finally understand that there is something you've been missing. You will get into that realm, you might say, that is very strange, where you start getting messages from the planet. There is, again, a coherence between the consciousness of the human race and that which is the sentience of the planet. We have told you that someday you're going to hear from your star family. Someday you will start to get messages Now, let me ask you, where do you think the messages are coming from? And you'll say, well, they're coming from that star cluster up there. Uh-huh, you're right. Which star? Well, we think it's that one. We're not sure. But it has planets around it. It may be coming from one or two of those planets. You're right so far. Now, do you believe that there's a big, giant transmitter someplace? A huge one, many stories tall, that are then giving you this information that you can pick up? Or, get ready, is the planet itself in that star cluster vibrating in such a way that you're picking it up? I am telling you something we have never spoken of before. That planet is in coherence with an ascended race on it. And that planet is an ascended planet. And it then has a partnership with the ascended beings on the planet, and they're one. And the planet itself is sending you the messages. Someday, the dirt of the earth will be an antenna and a transmitter, and will be doing the same thing, because there'll be an alliance with the consciousness that you have. This is coming. We have never spoken of it in this way before. Now do you understand why there's a cave of creation? In this cave, metaphorically, there is a crystal for every single human who has ever been here, and an empty crystal for those who haven't been here yet. The crystal is filled with knowledge and remembrance and data. And that is the energy of the lifetimes you've had. And when you come, you pick up that crystal, metaphorically, and you will carry it with you. It goes into your DNA. And it's part of what you've experienced on the planet. This is how past lives can affect you now. A scenario, by the way, which is not going to occur any longer to old souls who have gotten past that old system. But the crystals will still be there. The energy is still there. And what you do in this lifetime deposits itself within that form of energy in your DNA, and at your last breath, dear ones, that soul of yours goes to the cave first and deposits the crystal. In almost every belief system, when a human being dies, there is a period of time allocated for something before they awaken, you might say, in another land, in that which you call the afterlife. There's always a period of time that is allocated for something. And then the belief systems often will tell you, well, they have to go here, they have to go there, there's adjustments, there's this. I'll tell you the truth. That's intuitive. They go to the cave of creation. That's where there's an exchange of energy with the planet Earth. That's when there's a consciousness deposit in the planet Earth. This is where humanity has always come and gone, first and last. And it's not just a cave. This is a place that remembers. This is part of you, and always will be, always has been. And it's about to play a much, much larger play, much larger, you might say, role in your life. I want you to start greeting Earth as though it were a partner. The more you do that, the more ingrained this is going to be in your psyche, and the more it deposits itself in that crystal. So when you come back, you'll start thinking a little differently, perhaps, about a partner that is the planet. Celebrate Earth Day a little differently. And so it is.